Harris, and you're listening to WXWS on CITR 101.9
FM.
Kept it all to myself. Kept it all to myself. Kept it all to myself. There were days when the luminousness of the skies and the deep brown grasses struck me so hard. Nearly evening, can hardly take it. Like feeling, I rode up past St. Clair. Same old city, but it could have been anywhere. In the center of the air, so exotic. Every thought like I never have thought it. And I felt that confidence in me, like a child in a strange new body. I kept it all to myself. I kept it all to myself. I kept it all to myself. Sometimes I left you unadulterated purely, untouched by doubt about my memory. Sometimes I loved you in a shadow way, windscreen clearing but still streaked with gray. Sometimes we held hands like we were children, and I've never known anything different. Like I've never known anything different. Like I've never known. I tried to leave you, I left only myself. Before I knew I was down in the well. Sometimes I felt like I was floating above the ceiling as we were just talking. And calm faces would change on me. Eyes and nose and mouth, unfamiliar assembly. I kept it all to myself. I kept it all to myself. I kept it all to myself. And the minute regrets. You were smiling like you thought I could see you. Like you're afraid of what I might reveal in you. Is it better if I look away? If all I know I never do say, hey, my love is the heaviest thing. I understand if you don't wanna wear my ring. My love is the heaviest thing, so I kept it all to myself. You would think I had so much wealth. If I kept it all to myself, if I kept it all to myself, to myself. I kept it all to myself, kept it all to myself, kept it all. I kept it all to myself. I kept it all to myself. I kept it all to myself.
I'm not afraid to die.
right. That was U.S. Girls from their new single, Mad as Hell, Aren't We All? Boy, there's a lot to be mad about these days, and Meg Remy and U.S. Girls knows exactly what that's about. All right, before that, we heard The Weather Station from their new self-titled record. That was the song Kept It to Myself, and they're going to be in town next week, November 8th, playing in town. Go check them out, Weather Station. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, and a very special show today. We have Aura Kogan in studio, and just territorial acknowledgement. CITR broadcast on traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia, and that's always important to say at the top of the show. All right, so we're going to start off with a live set from Aura Kogan. Aura, I don't know if she can hear me, but you're good to go whenever you're ready, and let's go. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
To be here at CITR. Thank you. you. I'm just going to do a little tuning, tuck and tune. What should I talk about? It's nice to be here. Beautiful rainy day in Vancouver. Sorry about that. Won't do that again. These are all songs from a new record we're going to talk about really soon. And almost there. This is a song called Sea People. Sorry, chicken. Keeping you on your toes. Oh.
Right, that was Ora Kogan live at CITR in studio, and we'll be joining Ora in just a moment for an interview. We're just going to play a song while she makes her way into the studio. This is Julia Holter from her new album, Songs from a Room, reworkings of the songs that she recorded last year. And this is the song, Feel You. This is Julia Holter, and you are listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. All right, that was Julia Holter from her new album, Songs from a Room, and that was the song Feel You. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and we have Ora Kogan in studio. Hello, Ora.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm great, and even better for having just heard your live set. That was really wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for making your way all the way up here to CITR.
Pleasure.
Have you played at CITR before?
Yeah. I've played here before.
Thunderbird Radio Hall.
It's
not your first time at the CITR Rodeo.
I've never actually played that show,
okay.
Which is weird. But I've played a couple others, and I've been here a bunch.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Well, welcome back.
Thanks.
So you have a new record coming up.
Yeah,
Crickets.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah. So what is Crickets about, or what was going on? What inspired you when you were writing Crickets?
For the album? Well, I was house-sitting out in Tulukwiat territory in Tofino on the west coast of Vancouver Island. And it was just a tumultuous time last fall, you know, for a lot of big reasons. So,
yeah.
A lot of that in combination with being out in the west coast in winter storms. So I think a lot of the atmosphere got in there. And then also, the politics. So just writing about the resource extraction industry, writing about, gaslighting and all sorts of stuff like that. And it just came out. I've never been able to sit down and be like, oh, I'm going to write a song about this now
right.
in this style. It just kind of came out that way.
Yeah.
And then it had sort of a natural progression. So a lot of these songs, I was writing on synth for the first time. So that was really cool and different. And then I was trying to figure out where to record the album. Really, true story, got a check in the mail from some royalties for a song I wrote for Frazee Ford that she recorded.
Okay.
And I was like, damn, I've got a little bit of money. Maybe I should use that for something. So I'd had a really great time working with some artists out in Philadelphia, particularly Tom Dice, who's just like a synth wizard and a lovely human being. And I was like, you know what? I think I want to go all the way over there and record with those people because we just had such a great time working together. So jumped on a plane in the middle of a snowstorm and went out to Philly to record in my friend's basement. and I didn't know that he was like actually a really proficient engineer and producer. I just thought he was a fun
right.
fun person to work
that
with.
That is a bonus. He's a great producer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that turned out good. And then there was some kind of magic to it. Like I was there for about 8 days. I was staying at a punk house called Trinity House, and they lent me the quote-unquote the car from the last century, which was this tiny little miniature car that I drove back and forth across Philadelphia every night to get to Tom's place. And Denny Markham came out from New York. She's like, that was crazy, because she's Childish Gambino's percussionist. And she was like, yeah, sure, I'll come to Philadelphia and shred
wow.
your
yeah.
entire album. And she brought her grandfather's bass drum with her, which has real animal hides from the, 30s on it. And it was really great. And then Russell Crutcher from the Chamber Orchestra of New York, who also does some experimental stuff in Philadelphia, and he came to Tom's basement, too. And we just, laid down this whole record.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Do you often have you often gone places to record, or was that kind of the first time you did an excursion to record an album?
I've never been very good at planning and organizing things, so when it happens that way, it usually happens to me. I recorded in, this is going to sound really fancy, but I recorded in Spain once because I was on a Spanish record label, and they set up this whole thing, and we recorded Harboring, which is an album that I put out a few years ago there.
And does the location, how does the location affect the album that you record? I mean, are you,
I'm trying to be sensitive to that. You know, I don't know. I mean, it's also like your impression of a place or your connection to a place, I guess, that comes through. I think, in Philly, it was just, it was like this really intense industrial sort of landscape with the most amazing humans ever. I think the humans influenced a lot. The landscape was just about as far away as you can get from the west coast of Vancouver Island.
Yeah. I mean, I guess some of that political dread really resonated when you're in Philadelphia.
And yeah, I mean, people are there are a lot of people suffering there right now. It's really hard to, not specifically in Philadelphia, but obviously in that, in that area. It's just, it's scary.
Yeah.
So, it was definitely felt that, and you know, doing my best as a friend to hold space, you know, and as a musician to speak to things that we need to, you know, stand up and deal with right now. Yeah. So, to you know, that came through. I think the atmosphere there, and just touring around in the States and stuff, but also being out in some really incredible places and in, you know, that haven't been decimated by industrial greed or whatever you want to call it, capital, like ramp, what's it called? Endless capitalism, you know, something like that.
Something
whatever,
like that, yeah.
Whatever that, like, the evil nothingness that hasn't taken over, and just, like, feeling totally in awe and blown away by, you know, especially around here by these bioregions, like, that are, you know, intact.
So, yeah.
That's always been a big thing, and I think I spent a lot of time outside, so that comes through the music a bit, you know, so it's nice to feel that a little bit coming
into the music.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh no.
No.
Trailing off into the waves and the woods. We are.
So, speaking of touring around, you're about to embark on a big tour. Where are you headed on this tour?
We just did the island with Justin from Summering and Elliot Langford, aka Freak Dream.
Yeah.
He's amazing, and we just shot a music video for him last night.
A Freak Dream music
video?
Oh
yeah. Oh man, that thing is gonna. You know, when
melt our faces.
It's yeah. Absolutely going to melt all of our faces at the same time. It's I can't give anything away, but wow,
yeah.
That was a great little rabbit hole to go down for the night. And it was cool to check out the venue. So yeah, I'm going to be going down to California. Tomorrow I'm going to Seattle and then head further down. And this is the last show with the full band tonight at the Red Gate Ruby stage.
Yeah, so that was just a West or like a islands in Vancouver
islands
thing with the band.
With the band in the States alone. And then East Coast doing New York and Philly and all that jazz.
Yeah. Well, how does your performance change when you have a band and you do it solo? Like, what is how do you work between those two modes?
It's just fun. It's fun to do it all sorts of different ways. We just get into different elements of the music with the band. You know, like Justin and Elliot are both incredibly proficient musicians. Much more than myself. So it's really fun. Like, it's just, you know, like, it's very dynamic, and it's nice to get a little bit louder and a little bit more emo, I guess. But, and the album is, like, there's a lot of production on it and stuff, too, so it's nice to have that represented live. And, you know, it's fun playing with people.
Yeah.
But it's also, I guess, like, playing today, it's sort of nice to just strip it down, too, and just, you know, that way you can really take in, you know, just the structure of the song and just have some space to noodle around a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm a big time noodler, so it's really fun to just kind of, you know, try different things with guitar playing and do some, like, do some instrumental stuff and just play a song because it comes up.
Yeah, I was remarking on just like the beautiful tone of that guitar you have. It's so nice, and is that a guitar that you've had for a long time?
Yeah, yeah. I've had that guitar forever.
Okay.
My mom found it a secondhand store in the Okanagan in the 70s for nothing.
Whoa.
for a song.
Yeah.
And she had it in her closet, and I was actually back home like. Landscaping, like working, like digging trenches and stuff to save up for a Gibson guitar. That's what I wanted. I was like in my early 20s, like 20 or something. I was like, oh, if I keep on like doing this to my body for the next 4 months, I may be able to do that.
Yeah.
And then my mom, like, she likes antiques, and she's a musician, too. She collects stuff. So I was like, oh, I wonder what guitar she has lying around here. And then found this, like, dream guitar. And I was like, hey, can I borrow this? And I think it's been about 15 years, and I haven't given it back. So sorry, Mom.
Oh, I'm sure she appreciates what's come out of it.
I hope so.
Yeah.
To answer your question, it's a Gibson.
Okay.
It's a Gibson. It's a vintage Gibson that's all wonky and has a different bridge and a different neck and a different body to the
Frankenstein Gibson.
It's a Frankenstein. There we go. Thank you. Thank you.
Cool. Well, it was great. So a big night tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's happening down at Granville Island?
Magic.
Magic. Yeah.
Pure and utter magic. Leaf Hall is going to be playing in Caton C. Diab. They're both magic and wonderful musicians and artists. C. Diab, Caton.
C. Diab.
C. Diab.
Yeah.
He plays bowed guitar, does a lot of drones. It's just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And then Leaf is inexplicable. She's amazing. She's done everything.
Yeah.
They're both so wonderful. I feel so honored that they agreed to play this show, and I'm gonna be playing with my band, and it's the big record release party for this album.
Yeah,
tonight at Redgate Review Stage on Granville
Island.
What
a great day! Yeah. So Redgate Review Stage, which is right next to the Arts Club Theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's what time roughly is the show gonna start?
Let the rain stop you. it's going to start at 8. And
okay.
It's a beautiful space. If you haven't been there, it's like this gorgeous theater with red seats in a little semicircle and a stage. We were there last night, dressed up in really special ways. I think that's the first time that I've worn metallic silver platform heels. So maybe we'll bust
that
this out
is
again.
The music video.
Yeah.
I was thinking Halloween was the day before. What? Oh yeah.
No, this was not a Halloween thing.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Freak Dream.
Yeah. Pardon me.
So yeah. That was really great, and I think like I said that as payment for being in his music video that we had to dress up all over again. So maybe we'll get those.
So Elliot will be wearing the silver metallic high heel shoes tonight.
No, there's so much more than that. Yeah. I can't give it away. I wish I could.
Yeah. Save it for the paying customer.
It's good. Cool.
Nice. And so once people go to the show, how can they hear, and for everyone else out there that can't make it, how can they hear this record?
This record is on vinyl. It's an actual physical record that's in my station wagon right now. And it's hopefully it's going to be stocked at the usual haunts in Vancouver. And it will be available online, and it will be available on... I think that's pretty much it. Digital download for sale.
Bandcamp. Yeah, it's there.
Yeah,
you know, people
things.
Know how to find it. Yeah.
They know how to do it. They, yeah, they just need to get back into the actual full-length record type of thing again.
Right.
No Spotify.
Yeah.
Don't.
Bandcamp
you could,
is so much easier
if that's
to use.
The way
yeah,
you do it.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But, you know, vinyl records.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm fully on board. All right. Well, anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Thanks so much for coming up. It's a bit of a trek to get to UBC, but we appreciate
pleasure.
It. So you asked to listen to the song Moonbeam?
Moonbeam. Yeah, that's from the new record, and it's Moonbeam.
And anything you want to say about the song before we listen to it?
It goes out to all the artist buds out there.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Thanks so much. This is Aura Kogan from her new album Crickets, and this is the song Moonbeam.
You're waiting by the Sometimes it feels like the only thing you can count on in life is the fact that Mint Records will always have a Christmas party and always have it ridiculously early. This year, join Woolworm, Needles & Pins, Jay Arner, Supermoon, Kellerisa, and Dumb at the Astoria on December 2nd for music, presents, and Christmas fun. Save the date for Pivots and Spins, Access Gallery's annual auction fundraiser on November 18th at 7 p.m. Promising to be Access's most exciting auction yet, Pivots and Spins features spectacular work generously donated by over 50 local and international artists, including Eli Bornowski, Daria Ake, Cindy Machizuki, Kathleen Ritter, and Sandra Semchuk. Complete with handcrafted cocktails, organic BC wines from Summerhill Pyramid Winery, Pilsner from Steam Whistle Brewery, works expertly framed by Fine Art Framing, and music organized by CITR 101.9 FM. Check out www.accessauction.tumblr.com for more details about contributing artists, the silent auction, and live auction works. Indigitization is a program that provides resources and training for First Nations and Aboriginal organizations throughout British Columbia. Come out November 24th from 1 to 4 p.m. in room 2311 in the AMS Nest for a three-hour workshop that will engage participants in a conversation about the unique context of working with Indigenous cultural heritage materials, as well as introduce the tools and equipment necessary to digitize audio cassettes for long-term preservation.
Are you in need of any assistance today, sir?
No.
I could help you cross the street.
No.
Tired of a world of no when you have so much to give?
CITR and Discorder got you with an outfit for all that stuff.
Volunteer Wednesdays are back in the CITR Lounge.
It's an open house for members like you who are looking to meet cool people and get into the station.
Join up, meet some folks, help some causes, or just hang the freak out.
At the CITR Discord Lounge from 1 to 3 every Wednesday for food and good times.
Well, I gotta help you cross something.
All right, that's gonna do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. We just heard Moonbeam from Aura Kogan and her new record, Crickets. Go to Red Gate Review tonight. It'll be a blast. Beautiful music in a beautiful setting on a not-so-beautiful night. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much to Aura for playing, and thanks to you for tuning in. Stay tuned for K-Pop Cafe and Music for the Observant and lots of other great stuff all afternoon. I'm away next week, so I'll be playing, probably rebroadcasting or have some guest person filling in. And otherwise, I'll see you at 2 weeks from today. Very fun. Gonna close out with a song by Leif Hall. She's gonna be opening for Aura Kogan tonight, and this is the song Glass Machine from Transform. Thanks for listening. See you in a couple weeks. Bye.
Sad.